today's liturgy with its alleluias and joyous hymns reminds us of something that we all probably already know, namely that the resurrection story that we celebrate these 50 days of the Easter season is not only about the transformation of Jesus, it is also about the transformation of each of us. This transformation is described in today's reading from the book of Revelation as a new heaven and a new earth. Something new has happened on the earth. Now, of course, sometimes it seems like it's still the old earth, but for those who have been brought into the resurrection and the new life of Christ, it is a new way of doing things, a new way of behaving. It is a new heaven and a new earth. We see this transformation in the story of Peter in today's reading from Acts. Peter has a vision about foods that were formerly considered unclean. A voice speaks to him, "What God has made clean, you must not call profane." Peter is changed. He sees that Gentiles do not need to keep the Jewish dietary laws and become Jews in order to be members of the Christian community. This is a monumental change, a transformation that forever changes Christianity. No longer are Gentiles required to be circumcised or to follow the dietary laws. In today's gospel, Jesus calls us to be transformed in the way that we relate to one another. He says, "I give you a new commandment that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." This is what Easter is all about, being transformed into Christ so that we love as he loves. In today's collect, we prayed, "Grant us so perfectly to know your Son, Jesus Christ, to be the way, the truth, and the life, that we may steadfastly follow his steps in the way that leads to eternal life." And of course, we know this is not easy, as the cartoon in today's worship leaflet tells us with the butterfly and the caterpillar. The thing is, you really have to want to change. You notice that "want" is underlined, indicating that it is the key factor in change and transformation. Peter, in today's reading from Acts, really did want to change. He wanted to admit Gentiles into the Christian community. The good news is that the risen Christ is within us, inclining us toward good, helping us to love one another as he loves us. I see that represented in the cover of our leaflet with Jesus pulling probably Abraham and Sarah into the new heaven and the new earth. But I could see that as a representation of Jesus within us, pulling us toward the good, inclining us toward the good, so that we don't do it all by ourselves. We could never do it all by ourselves. We do it because we are pulled and inclined by the risen Christ. Theologian Ron Rollheiser shares this story about a friend whose neighbor frequently drops round to drink coffee and chat. The neighbor is a good man from a wonderful family and has been blessed with lots of love and good example in his life. But like the rest of us, he has his weaknesses, in his case, gossip and occasional pettiness. One day, as he was talking, he made a racist remark. Rollheiser's friend, instead of accusing him of being a racist or shaming him with the inappropriateness of his remark called him instead to his own essential goodness. "That comment surprises me," he said, "coming from you. I've always considered you and your family big-hearted people with class, never petty. I always envied your family for its goodness and understanding. That remark simply doesn't sound like you." The man's reaction was instant, positive. Immediately he apologized. "You're right," he said. "I don't know why I sometimes say stupid things like that." The thing is, you really have to want to change. Deep down, this man really did want to change. He learned from the gentle way that his friend called him to his true self. How wonderful it would be if we all had friends like that who loved us for who we are, but also gently called us to our true self when we say something racist or cheat or defame someone's reputation or carry a grudge or do something else that is beneath our dignity. To grow to what our deepest DNA has destined for us is what makes us whole, humanly, spiritually, and morally. The word gospel means good news, not good advice. The gospels are not so much a spiritual and moral theology book that tells us what we should be doing, but are more an account of what God has already done for us, is still doing for us, and the wonderful dignity that this bestows on us. Of course, the idea is that since we are gifted in this way, our actions should reflect that dignity rather than what's less lofty and more petty inside us. Morality is not a command, it is an invitation. Not a threat, but a reminder of who we truly are. We become less petty when we remember what kind of family we ultimately come from. In essence, we have two souls, two hearts, two minds. Inside of each of us, there is a soul, heart, and mind that's petty, that's been hurt, that wants vengeance, that wants to protect itself, that's frightened of what's different, that's prone to gossip, that's racist, that's perennially feels cheated. But there's also a big-hearted person inside each of us, someone who wants to warmly embrace the whole world beyond personal hurt, selfishness, race, creed, and politics. We are always both grand and petty. The world isn't divided between big-hearted and small-hearted people. Rather, our days are divided up between those moments when we are big-hearted, generous, warm, hospitable, unafraid, wanting to embrace everyone, and those moments when we are petty, selfish, over-aware of the unfairness of life, frightened, and seeking only to protect ourselves and our own safety and interests. But as we all know, we are most truly ourselves when the generous part of us takes over and gives back to the world what the petty person wrongly takes. This is what Easter transformation is all about. May we be blessed with the Easter spirit today. Amen.